USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House, President Trump addresses trade negotiations with China.
We'll see what happens. I can only say that the talks with China on trade have gone very, very well. In the meantime, our economy is very strong. We're doing well. I don't know if you noticed, but deficits seem to be coming down. And last month it was reported and everybody was surprised, but I wasn't surprised. We're taking in a lot of money coming into our treasury from tariffs, from various things, including the steel dumping. And our steel companies are doing really well, aluminum companies also.
The president is also preparing to sign a directive to set up a U.S. Space Force. A Colorado man is facing new charges in the death of his former fiancée, Kelsey Barrett. Prosecutors charged Patrick Frazee with tampering with the dead body and two sentence enhancers if he should be convicted of murder. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is condemning President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
The idea that he is trying to say that we have people that are trying to invade our country to commit mass crime is a crisis of his own making.
During a campaign stop in New Hampshire, the California Democratic senator said truth-telling must be restored in U.S. politics. Senator Bernie Sanders is making another run for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Vermont Independent made the announcement today and then joined CBS This Morning and was asked if his age might be a factor in this race.
I have been blessed, thank God. I'm going to knock, this is wood, I'm going to knock on it with good health and with good energy. I was a cross-country runner, a long-distance runner when I was a kid, and I've been running hard, in a sense, since then.
A storm is bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Some parts of Pennsylvania could see up to a foot of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Monday, President Trump gave a speech warning about the dangers of socialism. Well, one place you're not going to hear about the dangers of socialism is many college campuses across the country. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Spencer Brown of the Young America Foundation, and he says when it comes to socialism in college, you're only hearing one side of the story.
Well, interestingly enough, because these courses are so monolithic and so homogeneous in their nature, you know, students never really hear the bad side of socialism. They're just taught day in and day out that socialism is a great system. It promotes equality. It's good for people. It gives them opportunity. It ensures that there's fairness. But what they never actually see is the real effects of socialism, which all you need to do is look at Venezuela, and you see a prime example of what happens when socialism is applied. Of course, leftists, you know, will make excuses and say that socialism has never been properly attempted or fully attempted. But obviously, you know, if you look at the real world off of college campuses, it's easy to see that socialism is not a system that should be in effect in the United States.
Brown also shares where some of the most bizarre and politically correct college courses are in the 2018-2019 school year.
Well, I think one of the interesting trends that we see this year is, again, some of these more sort of what would be considered middle America state schools have started to trend towards the far left with the classes that they offer. So schools like Michigan and Minnesota. Down in the south, you've got University of Georgia.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A judge has denied a motion to dismiss the charges against a teen accused of bringing a homemade explosive device to school last year. A sheet of ice on I-15 set a slippery stage for a semi-tractor trailer to jackknife, triggered multiple slide-offs and crashes, and trapped motorists for nearly 4 hours as both northbound lanes through the Virgin River Gorge were shut down during a severe storm Sunday night. A construction worker is in critical condition after a trench collapsed on top of him Monday afternoon. After yesterday's snowfall in the southern Utah area, the National Weather Service expects a second storm to affect mainly central and southern Utah starting Wednesday night and lasting through Friday, with snow in all valleys in the area, including Dixie. And a man who became stuck in quicksand in Zion National Park was saved Sunday after a two-day rescue operation. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 40 today, clear and 25 tonight, partly cloudy and 43 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Is it possible that any kind of aspect of socialism is good at all? Like, again, what about Medicaid?
No.
What about?
No. So it's based in collectivism. It's based in the idea that I could take a gun to your head and take money away from others. Socialism is a creed of greed and of envy and of societal malpractice. And it violates every single one of the things that I talked about earlier of basic condition of human rights and private property and free exchange of ideas. And to that extent, socialism has been implemented over 100 times in the last 100 years, neo-Marxist socialist ideas, and the incalculable death toll speaks for itself. You have 100 million people killed in the last 100 years. There's something fundamentally troubling and wrong about that. So when they start to talk about Medicaid, well, you want to talk about one of the most abused social welfare programs in the country? Okay. You want to talk about Social Security, which is bankrupt, stealing all of your earnings every single day, and that we should be able to opt out of before the age of 25, but we're not allowed to because somehow we have to pay into some Social Security fund that we're never going to see. You want to talk about Medicare, which, you know, is $120 billion a year in documented waste, fraud, and abuse. So, yeah, if that's socialism, then socialism does suck. If you want to talk about socialism being the U.S. Postal Service, which is bankrupt, doesn't get stuff on time, completely and totally inept, is being outcompeted by FedEx and UPS and DHL every single day with zero government subsidies. You want to talk about, you know, socialism being so good because of the VA? Really? You want to talk about the VA? $150 billion a year. We have vets dying, waiting in line for care. That's government-run healthcare, isn't it? So, no. If you look at government, you see nothing but waste, fraud, abuse, misallocation of tax dollars. I would make an argument. I make this argument. If we abolished every social welfare program and substantially and dramatically lowered taxes, you would see an explosion of private charity and philanthropy that would more effectively and more morally take care of our citizens than all of these government welfare programs combined over the last decade. Combined. And you would see an explosion of people taking care of people.
Amen. Oh, Charlie Kirk. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're having a great one. I've got, and I hope you had a great holiday, too. I've got Uncle Milty with me today.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Wow. Before I address that clip, because it's so good, I just wanted to mention that Jeanette Finnecom will be going to Colorado City for a presentation at El Capitan High School. This will be on the 27th of February. And it's a episodes 1 and 2. It's at 6:00 p.m. And you can join her for Lavoie Dead Man Talking presentation. And that is February 27th, El Capitan High School in Colorado City. And that's coming up on the 27th, so 6:00, and join her for that. She'll be on next Tuesday to talk about it. So let me start out today with this, because that clip of socialism it's brilliant. It's so good, isn't it? And it really puts into perspective from Charlie Kirk. He's really good. What it's about, what it does. And on the eve of, you know, Bernie Sanders again announcing another bid for the presidency. Oh, dear Lord. Wow. Here we are as a nation talking about socialism. So my own Congressman Chris Stewart, sent out this memo he's created an anti-socialism caucus.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Anti-Socialism Caucus. And he says the purpose of this caucus is to inform lawmakers. Is he going to inform himself? And the public on the dangers of socialism. And to serve... Do they not know? Or
apparently they've never read a history book.
Apparently. Or to serve, and to serve as a bulwark to stop the advancement of socialist policies and legislation.
Yes.
And this is what he had to say. This is Chris Stewart, Congressman Chris Stewart. Socialism is a folly. Not only is it doomed to fail wherever it rears its head, it leaves a wake of destruction and lives and freedoms lost. So much time has passed from the fall of the Iron Curtain. That was a CIA operation. But anyway, that many have internalized or have never experienced socialism's ultimate price. If we fail to recall those dangerous times, the primitive appeal of socialism will advance and infect our institutions. I guess he is under the idea that it hasn't infected our institutions. Let me just pull up his voting record for you. Here's the guy that created an anti-socialism caucus to warn you about what could infect our institution. He voted for the Obamacare replacement plan. Socialized medicine.
No.
Yeah. He voted for agriculture subsidies.
No.
That's another form of... socialism.
Yeah.
He voted for home visits by the government to home so that they could check on the kids and you and
make sure we're raising
make assessments
as good little comrades.
Yeah, right. That's socialism. he also voted for the NDAA, which is ripping you from your own due process, can throw you in prison and never hear from you again because they can just say that you're a domestic terrorist and make up charges because that's what they do. And then you never get a trial or evidence or you can never get to see anything against you. So there's that. He also voted for warrantless surveillance. I think China does that.
Yeah.
So does the USA, huh?
Well, warrants,
and he voted for it.
Warrants make surveillance inefficient.
I mean, I could go on. Energy green mandates, so that you have to do things as a business to comply now with the green energy movement. He's voted a lot for that. He's also voted a lot for the warrantless surveillance, by the way.
He's a member of the House of Representatives.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And a fairly typical member mm-hmm. of the House of
yep.
Representatives. Why do we blame the president for so much then when this is our House of mm-hmm. Representatives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has voted for socialism so many times, yet here he stands to tell you that he wants to warn you about socialism. Mm-hmm. Do you see the irony that I'm seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's typical though. This is so typical. He's also stealing money from all of you. He voted for this to provide the cost of loan guarantees for Ukraine, of your tax dollars. You don't get a say in that.
Ukraine. That's the 51st state,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. It's in the South somewhere. let's see what else. He has a 61% constitution rating, which means he only voted for the Constitution 61%, and sometimes dipping lower than that. Most of our representatives in Utah can't seem to get above the 60 percentile. And we're talking a really conservative state. Even Mike Lee gets up to 92. So it's possible. It's doable. It's not like it's not doable. But here all of our representatives sit at in the 60s and the 50s. John Curtis is at 55%. Wow. And they think that they're going to warn you about socialism.
Well, I'm not...
Say what?
I'm not even sure that the people who do those ratings
mm-hmm.
are accurate on what they call... conservative,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus
mm-hmm.
socialist.
Yeah.
Because I don't see 61% of the legislation being conservative.
Yeah. They're
so,
no, the scores are always really low.
Yeah.
Nobody, there's hardly anyone even over an 80, even over a 70 percentile. It's tough to find somebody even in that category.
Well, there's not that much conservative legislation.
Yeah.
You can't get that high.
Yeah. So if you attend his town hall tonight, you might want to ask him why he has invented a caucus against anti-socialism when he's voted for it so many times. That's why his score is low. Oh, the irony. So, yeah, this is, yeah, I could go on. There's more votes. He's voted so many times for, just mandates, government, federal mandates on the people. I can't even tell you. It's amazing.
You know what this does say, though?
Federal farm aid, you name it. Nutrition assistance, rural development. I mean, he's dipped his fingers in all of that. Go ahead. Yeah.
It does say that he's aware that there's a large public sentiment against socialism.
Yes. Yeah.
He's aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in order for him not to lose votes.
Yes.
But he's aware that there's a large sentiment out there saying, okay, enough's enough of this crud.
Yeah. What does he think socialism is? Because he's voted for it so many times. It'd be very interesting to see what his anti-socialism caucus would be all about. Because if he's voted for it that many times, maybe he doesn't understand it. See, he's telling you that the lawmakers don't understand it.
He's a lawmaker.
He's a lawmaker. He's being honest in that you're right. They don't. They don't get it. And so they're out there voting for it continuously. It's why they all have low scores. Yet we're supposed to listen to them as the leader on anti-socialism? Okie dokie. Mm-hmm. I could go on. His record is just... He's voted for the omnibus bills. He's voted for the Obamacare supplement alone, or replacement, sorry. That should tell you volumes just right there. If you just don't want to remember anything else of this segment of the show, remember that this is the guy that voted for Obamacare, socialism medicine, quality care for none. He voted for a replacement for that. There you go. Just so we're all clear. Okay. Nothing just makes me more angry than this kind of stuff. It really makes me angry because it's such a bait and switch con that these lawmakers are pulling to get a vote and to get your support. Because then you think, oh, he's really against it. he's against the Bernie Sanders type. He's voting for stuff that they would vote for. So getting a Bernie Sanders in, he'd probably love it because he's probably going to go that way when he votes every single time. And that's the problem that we're not seeing is really looking at his record. And he's talking about the appeal of socialism advancing and infecting our institutions as if it hasn't happened yet. And as if he isn't one of the causes. Jeez. Just the arrogance of that alone is staggering to me. It's so staggering. So you might want to let him know that he has voted for this many, many times. He says socialism's swift rise as the preferred alternative to capitalism, you know, is alarming. It's alarming because you voted for it. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, you just can't make this stuff up. This should be like an Onion article. we'll be right back. There's so much to talk about, too. There's so much going on. What's happening in Sandy? What happened with their water supply? Could it happen here? The ConCon rearing its ugly head again in Utah. These guys all wanting to vote for it, all wanting to be part of that, which is really scary. It's a really scary thing to think that our conservatives are for this ConCon. Wow. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. There you go.
My name's Tanya Bronson. I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. The emotional piece for me was a lot of self-shame. I had no idea that there was another way to live, to be able to take my own experience and give some hope. We want everyone to have a sense of belonging, to engage on a level. It does bring a sense of unity, belonging, and we never have to be alone again.
Lionsgate Recovery. people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Have you heard about point-of-care testing? It's been available in much of the world for years, and now it's finally come to Utah. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing. That means you can go to the pharmacy for flu, strep, cholesterol, and glucose tests. You'll get results within minutes. You'll be able to discuss your results with the pharmacist, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications through their point-of-care providers, all in one stop. Think about it. Your child wakes up with a fever, sore throat. You can quickly get an answer without having to wait all day at a doctor's office. Stuckey Family Pharmacy will work closely with your primary care provider, and if they think you need to see the doctor, they'll tell you. Imagine the time you'll save. As you know, Sam and his team at Stuckey Family Pharmacy strive to provide quality patient care. Point-of-care testing is just the next step in keeping our community healthy. Quicker diagnosis and treatment will save lives. Point-of-care testing. Learn more at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, leading the way.
If there's one thing we'd all like to learn, it's how to make our retirement more predictable. Find out how by joining Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Wednesday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, I'm Craig Hansen. I'm here to talk to you about Novatio Orthopedics and Dr. Michael Manning. 6 weeks ago, I had a procedure done, and it has changed my life. Because of this procedure, I am doing things that I haven't done for years. Not only has he helped me with my knees, he's helped me in other ways. He's helped me become healthier and more active. I can't believe after this procedure, I was able to go hunting with my son, my grandson, and all of my friends. I cannot believe that I'm going up and down stairs, which I haven't done in years. It's been really fun to go out with friends again and enjoy myself and be able to even maybe dance. You know, with my wife. My wife and I have planned a vacation, and I can hardly wait to go on a vacation with her pain-free.
Call Novatio 435-688-1152 or visit NovatioOrtho.com.
It's the Findlay Kia Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage now of significant savings and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia. So come take advantage and get your significant savings and low, low rates during the Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now at Findlay Kia on the saving side of the freeway. FindlayKiaSt.George.com.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was
So, oh, if you get in an accident, get over to ABC, Auto Body Central. They are, you know what's great about them is that you can choose. If you get in an accident, you can choose. You don't have to go with who the insurer says that you should probably go with or give you a suggestion. That's just a suggestion. You can pick your services and pick somebody that will care about the detail going into it and also get it done on time and do it for low cost. Even if you want to go around, you don't want insurance involved. They would be the people I would choose. I've used them for myself, and they were amazing with my car, and that's why I talk about them on the radio. St. George Auto Body, it's Auto Body Central, and so ABC, just remember ABC if you get in an accident. They are fine guys over there, very trustworthy, and will do it right and care enough to do it right, and that's what I like about them. Make sure that you get over to them and get your car done by them, and they also do other stuff too. So if you just want something fixed that's been bugging you for a long time, they're the ones that that are just that good. So Auto Body Central, ABC. You know, we were just talking about Stuart, and it's so funny to have a 61% constitutional rating, and you're teaching people about socialism. What's he going to teach them about socialism? He's voting for it. He's voting for Obamacare. He's voting for home visits by the government. He's voting for ag subsidies. He's voting for green energy mandates. He's voting for warrantless surveillance. I mean, give me a break. You can't write this stuff. And he's going to go around and he's going to form a caucus to warn people about socialism. He's implementing it.
Okay. Well, maybe those are the good parts of socialism.
I don't think he knows what it is.
Yeah, he's all there.
And here's the deal. Can you have a 90% score? Yes. Mike Lee has one. So you can do it. So don't tell me you can't. So why can't he? Why is he voting for socialism? He doesn't have to. No one's twisting his arm. Unless they are.
Maybe his constituency really is socialist.
Oh my gosh. You can't write this stuff. All right. So, it's amazing that you're going to form a group to fight it, and you're doing it. You know, what's funny is that he's voting for it, yet telling us that we want it and that, or that we are, you know, wanting this. So he's going to warn us. I don't know. It's just the whole irony is just lost on me. So I just wanted to let you know that, there was a water problem in Sandy, and people are pretty angry about it. In fact, they were not happy at their meeting that they had where they were trying to discuss this. And the Sandy leaders found themselves on the spot during a town hall. I guess they had put too much fluoride in the water, and the fluoride stripped the pipes of the lead and copper, so that came through in the water. And this had been going on, I think, since February 5th, is what their public works director was telling them. And the people weren't having it. In fact, the people at the meeting kept saying no, because he kept saying this is the timeline, and oh, they were mad. They were yelling out questions, disputing everything he was saying it was baloney, yelling this, and then all of a sudden they'd get a chorus of no's from the audience. And he said he went door to door notifying residents, and they're going, it's 2019. You can't figure out a better way to notify us than going door to door.
You sent us robocalls at election time.
Exactly. And so then, of course, they do the backtrack politician answer. We know that some things we thought we understood were wrong. We realize there's better ways to communicate. You know, it's like, dear citizen, can I give you just a pat on the head and will you go away and stop yelling at me? And so he took 40 minutes to explain the city's timeline, and the audience was so frustrated, and he said he wasn't in the know. And the reason I'm telling you this is because down here, could this happen? Well, of course, it can happen anywhere. And we've seen a lot of problems with water supplies in the last few years and what's going on with them. So why the mistakes? What's happening to cause this? And so one man who was a chemist was calling him out for not doing field pH tests on the water. He said, I'm a chemist. This is simple stuff. Are we doing those tests? So all the things that the people are warning about, you should check out some of these stories and Google this, look this up, because these would be the same questions we'd be asking. And so right now, before something happens, would be a good time to say, hey, you doing these things? Are you testing for all of this? Because instead of having to listen to somebody sit there and hem and haw over it, let's know now what's going on.
So have any of the Sandy officials started telling the Chicken Little story? Because that's usually right. what they do.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a good point. Yes, you're right. There were in-home tests conducted at city expense, provide added assurance, you know, to the water that was safe to use. And this affected about 2,800 homes where this affected it. And so they're taking samples now. But talk about kind of unnerving that this can happen. And so just to let all of us, you know, kind of be aware of the fact that this can happen so easily. This was, for some reason, they were undergoing training to collect water samples in neighborhoods where, you know, possibly lead or copper, the contamination, that resulted from this inadvertent release of undiluted fluoride. So it was compounded in the water. To a huge extent. So people were going, hey, I can't even reverse my health on this. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Residents within the area mm-hmm. that homes were affected mm-hmm. were advised to flush their water systems by running hot water mm-hmm. through all taps in their home for 30 minutes. That would take a huge hot water heater to be able to do that.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. So,
and then cold for 30 minutes after mm-hmm. that.
So, you know, I think that one of our problems is that elected officials won't really look at all kinds of aspects of water. I think that we have a huge problem in of itself with our water supplies in general. And, you know, bringing this up to local officials, it's kind of interesting their response. Oh, citizen, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as water under our feet. There's no such thing as water everywhere. Citizen, don't be like that. You just sit back and let us do it because we're in charge and we know about water. That's what I got told anyway by the mayor. you just stop. We got this. We know water. You don't. You're just a citizen. Mm-hmm. So how could you possibly know? And primary water doesn't exist. Okay. Yeah, I get the pat on the head. Mm-hmm. I really wish that they would, I don't know, maybe look around a little bit and entertain some ideas. But see, none of those are financially viable enough for the cities. And they've invested a whole lot of money mm-hmm. in controlling water. That's why. I'm just the citizen that needs to be quiet, not ever mention primary water. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Tom in the Great Social Valley up north.
Oh, hi. How
are
you?
I actually live in Sandy proper, and we were affected by this.
Oh, boy.
And the thing that they don't really mention is that the problem is actually the fluoride itself, mm-hmm. because the fluoride is hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's a very toxic, very caustic form of fluoride.
Undiluted?
Yeah.
So they're just calling it undiluted, but they're not really saying that. So that's good that you're saying it. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Perfect. Prior to...
Whoops.
You're cutting out.
You're cutting out. You're cutting in and out. Darn it. I really want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Shoot. Can you stay in one place while you're talking?
I am in one place.
Oh, darn it. Darn it. Go ahead. Well, we've got you.
But yeah, it's an industrial waste byproduct, and if we didn't have fluoride up here in the Salt Lake Valley, it wouldn't be a problem at all because it's the acid, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, mm-hmm. that leached the lead and the copper out of the pipes.
Right, right.
And the real hazard wasn't the lead, and lead is a hazard, and copper is a minor hazard, but the fluoride is actually the neurotoxin, and it is what is really dangerous. It's the second most powerful neurotoxin, only to second to mercury.
Hmm. Ooh.
So,
jeez.
That's the real hazard. And we were washing in it, showering it. Our horses were drinking it, our chickens and our rabbits.
And
we didn't know about it for 10 days.
Wow. And it's no wonder everyone was really mad. I can't even imagine. So not even a warning, nothing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It happened on the 5th, and we first were notified on the 15th.
Wow.
So
that took a lot of time to get that to you.
Fortunately, I personally don't drink tap water. I have a reverse osmosis system that gets all that out.
Right.
Nevertheless, most of the people here do.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, really, and truly. And why are they going to be held accountable for doing that? Seems like his reasons were pretty weak.
Well, they're not even letting people know what the real hazard was.
Oh, jeez. Well, thank you. I'm glad you called up. I really am. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, jeez.
I mean, people actually got sick drinking the water.
Yeah, because they just said undiluted fluoride. You know, concentrated fluoride. They didn't go into that kind of detail.
Yeah.
And I've read three stories on it, and all three have said that. Just undiluted. Just, you know, just too much. Wow.
Well, if it's leaching lead and copper from the pipes, it has to be an acid.
Exactly. Holy cow. I don't mean to laugh. I mean, this is just, you know, this is so not good. And could it happen here?
How
I think
soon
it could happen
did
anywhere.
They know?
Mm-hmm.
That this had happened.
Yeah.
What's their deniability here?
They're sure not saying. And this whole I went door to door and all the residents booing him and saying, no, you didn't, should say volumes about what actually happened there. Because there was much better ways to deal with that rather than just say, well, I did go door to door. I tried. No, you didn't. So just so we can prevent something like that from happening here, I don't know how much you can prevent something, but if we can, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I always look at these stories to say, okay, what are they asking about? What are they backtracking on now so that we can go back and say, you know, to our own water people, what are you doing to make this so it won't happen?
Well, one thing they did that seemed to be right on the ball was they said that the pump that caused the excess acid to be pumped into the system won't be turned back on again until it's examined by state engineers.
How long is that going to take?
Well, I don't know.
My gosh. I mean, how long are we into this now? This is ridiculous. The story I'm looking at was the 18th. I mean, this is going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still can't look at it. Hmm? Okay.
Well, you know, those state engineers are busy.
Holy cow. We're going to come right back. A couple of things on the docket, actually, for the state and some laws that they're looking at, too. They want to change the nature of the school counselor. That one's kind of interesting. And there's a couple like this that are very, very interesting, I think, to talk about. You know, socialism's going to be a topic. You know, it is the war, right? That's ensuing on the minds of our kids, and they're so successful at this. They are, in fact, Oregon moved to have 16-year-olds vote so they can protect their future. No, they have 16-year-olds voting because they're so indoctrinated. They will vote for the future of socialism. That's why.
Yep.
Be right back. Kate Brown, something else. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's time for Travel Tuesday with Celeste. You guys are busy, busy, busy.
We are. It's called wave season, and we are in the middle of it right now. We have fantastic offers for people, and we are just booking all kinds of cruises, river cruises, escorted tours, and vacations all over the world.
Now, people have learned that it doesn't cost you extra to work through a travel agent. How does that work?
Not at our agency. So you can basically come in and see us, set up an appointment, and we'll take care of all the details of your vacation from start to finish with the air, hotels, or the cruise package, whatever you need, travel insurance, and we don't charge any fees. The air... cruise lines and tour operators pay us to do the work for them.
And you really do set up everything, believe me. You know, we're talking about transfers, who to talk to, where to go, almost where to stand.
Pretty much. We try to make it really easy for you. And our goal is to make it the best vacation possible. And all you have to do is pack your bags and show up.
You find a lot of people with a little trepidation about going somewhere, you know, foreign, out of this native soil. It's really so easy, though.
We do. We try to make it easy. And we also have some escorted tours and river cruises that we host ourselves. So if you want to go with the group, maybe for your first time to Europe, that's a great way to try it.
Or many of you out there may be thinking about a great big family vacation with all the grandkids, all the moms and dads. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
We do a lot of the multi-generational vacations for grandma, grandpa, kids, grandkids, and it's really fun to put those together. We enjoy it.
And you have a lot of ideas of where they should go.
We do, definitely. So call Mary, Christy, Lauren, or myself at 628-3636.
And how can they find you online?
StGeorgeTravel.com, and we'd love to set up an appointment and help you with your next vacation.
Selise, thanks for coming in today. Join us again soon for another Travel Tuesday with Selise from the Travel Connection.
I mean, really, how hard is it to paint? All you need is a paintbrush, a ladder, and a can of paint, and then you just start painting like this.
Dad, you're dripping paint.
Uh-oh.
Like everywhere.
Sorry. Green looks good in your red hair, though.
Dad, it looks crooked.
Thanks, buddy. How's this?
Worse. I'm going outside.
Oh, no. Bad dog. Bad dog. That's not water.
Honey, you can't leave a can of paint in the middle of the room.
I give up.
Call Accent Painting.
Call Accent Painting. 862-1868.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you, for the first time in your life, the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
It's the Findlay Kia Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage now of significant savings and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia. So come take advantage and get your significant savings and low, low rates during the Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now at Findlay Kia on the savings side of the freeway. FindlayKiaSt.George.com.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? To find out, join Abe Ashton on your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young.
Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're listening in. Of course, you can go to katedalyradio.com for the SoundClouds. Yesterday, Chris Ann Hall's show debuted 4 o'clock on this channel. And so you can listen to that every Sunday at 4 o'clock, the Chris Ann Hall Show. And then also, you can listen to the last hour of the Kate Daly Show every night. I think it's at 11 o'clock. So they rebroadcast at 11. Yeah, so you can jump on and listen at 11 if you're We'll put you to sleep. But welcome back to you, and make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. They're doing some fantastic work. I trust these guys, and he had talked about in the Health Minute about a gene that you might have, 30% of us do, that would cause a lot of brain fog. It would cause a lot of things going on. So if you're having some symptoms that you haven't had before, you might want to go check that out. They'll do a quick blood test and see if you have that, and they can treat that, which is amazing because it can go into deeper stuff if you're not paying attention. Also, they have a quick blood test to find out what you're low in mineral-wise or vitamin-wise, and they can tell you, hey, you're low in zinc. I was low in zinc when I went in and didn't know it. So there's lots of things that they can do, and maybe you're fighting anemia. Hyperbaric also works, does an amazing job at helping you to get the oxygen into that cell to repair itself, too. So, my gosh, take advantage of Hyperbaric. It's fantastic. You know, we can take a caller, or not. They hung up. That's okay. 888-673-1450. We were just talking, we have the non-targeted Down syndrome. So you can't target a Down syndrome baby for abortion that cleared the house, right?
Yeah, it's discrimination.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're...
Yeah, I know that Lowry Snow had a really tough time trying to decide if you could abort Down syndrome or not and target him. Yeah. I was really surprised because he says he's a conservative, but he had a really hard time. He said he went back and forth and just really had a tough time trying to decide whether or not to murder a Down syndrome or not.
It was sent from the House to the Senate on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And today the Senate received it. And,
right.
And it's introduced for its first reading before the Senate today.
Yeah. And let me say that there's something that we don't understand. They keep telling everybody that Utah can't do anti-abortion like Alabama, West Virginia. I think Tennessee has some measures. That we can't be like them because we're going to face lawsuits, and that's a lot of money. I've never understood that reasoning, but I guess there are people that buy that and they go, oh, well, we just can't go there. Other states are going there just fine.
Because some liberal progressives going to sue?
Yes, or yeah. Because the minority in your state might, right. I don't know, be mad. You don't want to make them mad, so.
Well, in 2016,
can't do what's right.
Alabama passed a mm-hmm. bill banning a procedure that's described as a dismemberment abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Civil Liberties Union did bring a lawsuit against them for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
and?
That it's in August, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling by Judge Myron Thompson in the U.S. District Court that the law was an unconstitutional restriction on abortion rights.
Yeah.
So they lost.
Mm-hmm. So
and,
there
yeah,
you go.
So try again. Rewrite yeah. it properly.
Right.
So that it's not an mm-hmm. unlawful restriction on
oh my gosh,
on killing
can you
babies.
Believe this? But what's sad is that we're a state that won't try. We're a state that backs off. This is always so interesting to me. We will let them spend millions of dollars to go after Joe Citizen, right? And they get the whole advantage, the whole home court advantage of our tax dollars. And we're just fine with that. But when it comes to actually fighting for something that's right, all of a sudden we don't want to have that fight. We don't want to have the money for that fight. We do. And so we never even try because of that stupid argument, that asinine, ignorant argument of, well, we don't want to incur legal bills and, you know, it might you know tick off the Democrats. Who cares? Because we're the majority. I just don't understand. I don't understand how people are snowed by this.
Well, if you never try, you can't be called a loser.
Oh my gosh, it's just amazing. Because I know they just basically introduced another one that was basically saying no to abortion. No, absolutely
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep trying, and I give them a lot of credit for this. So in 88, Arkansas passed Amendment 68, which was the policy of Arkansas to protect every life of every unborn child from conception until birth.
Amen.
You can do this. And so urge your politicians to do this. They're obviously ignorant and they're obviously don't have any courage or they would have tried. So tell them to go ahead and try. This is getting ridiculous that we keep getting snowed by this.
This all goes back to a weak governor, I think.
Yeah. That and well, the conservative bait and switch. We think they're conservative and they're not. So that's a huge problem for us, the people, is that we keep electing these turkeys.
And, well, we've been lied to a lot.
Yeah.
That these people in our state government are not conservative. They're just not.
Nope. No way, shape, or form. And I can say that with a lot of proof behind me because we were looking at 800 bills. Only about 100 of those, I think, are repeals. The rest are junk bills that deprive you of more freedom. So if they were truly conservative, they wouldn't be behind these bills and they wouldn't be doing this. So there's that. Just a couple of things. The high school, kind of making the high school counselor, called on to assist students, administering tests and changing students' schedules and selecting them, helping them select classes towards graduation college. And so in a Senate debate, Senator Lincoln Fillmore of South Jordan said counselors have a unique training that should be used to help students with emotional issues. They should be counseling more. And so that actually passed the Senate on a vote of 27-0. Go ahead.
He's talking about psychological counseling.
Mm-hmm.
No, school counselors are to counsel on your path of education, not psychological issues.
Yeah, they.
What is this?
Yeah. Well, it passed 27-0.
Well, in that case, let me not question those that are so much smarter than me.
You want the school to do so much less than it's doing, and they are already going so over the bounds of appropriateness of what their role was to begin with that I can't even tell you. And here's another one. This is from Jaquel, who I've had on the show many, many times. She just wants you to understand and know this. And so maybe we can help spread the word. She says, she's one of the experts I have on Common Core, actually. And she said, morality is under attack everywhere. But she said, I suspect that many parents are missing what's happening to politicize K-12 assessments. And so she said, let me ask you something. Do you see your children's online K-12 assessments? No, you can't. You're not allowed to. Do you realize that they're computer adaptive behavioral assessments? In Utah's RISE assessments as well, they nicknamed it RISE now. They always change the name when they get too much flack. And then she says, what moral and political values and behaviors do you think secular progressive research companies are assessing your children for? Why do you think they're behavioral tests? The SAGE, the RISE, why do you think they're behavioral? She's asking this question because she says computer adaptive behavioral assessments have the power to shape a child's worldview over time. This is true. She said there's a reason that they aren't used in K-12 until recent federal initiatives passed. So she said, I guarantee that secular progressive research companies' values are not your values. Christian parents should be boycotting computer adaptive behavioral assessments in K-12 if they want to preserve a moral people. Amen. Amen. Please go to the Kate Daly Show and please share that message from Jaquel. We're not understanding how much it can change us, what it can do, and what it can do to your kids to get them to question morals and values and things that you hold dear that you think that's not being questioned in the school arena, but it is. And these they're computer adaptive testing. It is behavioral. It's done by a behavioral company, not an educational company. And there's a reason for that. And they're also, they adapt the test for ethics questions. And the reason I know this is one of my friends actually was asked an ethics question about a company in Nephi. It just so happened she knew the company and the owners. Okay, it just so happened that when she was asked this question, it had to do with wild horses. And it was an ethics question. It was an ethics question about this particular private-owned business. And she thought, well, that's strange. Why is their business in my computer adaptive behavioral testing for school? Why does it have anything to do with anything? And it was to get her worldview on whether or not the government had the authority it had to tell us what this private company could do or not do. Pretty amazing. And the ethical, where the government kind of comes into play for ethics for maintaining grounds and lands and state lands and everything else. And so just know that the questions being asked, because you're not allowed to see them. That's why she said, do you see your children's online K-12 assessments? You're not allowed to as a parent, you're banned. You're not allowed to, and the school is not allowed to see them either. No one is.
I don't understand that, because the first place I always turn for moral and ethical questions is
the school, is
the government.
That's sad. Yeah, that is so sad. Just so we know. Yeah. By the way, I do think this bill, the border bill, is so harmful, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. It's a harmful bill when it comes to the expansion of figuring out what to do with people that come here that bring a teenager, and they get direct amnesty. We're opening up that human trafficking trade. There's some huge problems with that bill. You know, it's amazing that you can look at these so-called leaders of our country, and they're so not for America. They're so for the rights of immigrants who aren't even legal here, and care little about the preserving America in general. And I just want to say I'm with you on how damaging that bill is. And it is. There's a lot of parts of it that are just sad, sad. And we've got to turn that boat around. We've got to get a handle on this. And it's so frustrating, and I know you're frustrated. I am too. It's a horrific bill, and I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how we're going to get on top of that. It's been signed by the president now, and I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. So I just wanted you to know I'm on board with you. I'm seeing what you're seeing, and it's horrific. 888-673-1450.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can say for myself is I hope that, as usual, it turns out that there's something we're not seeing that the president has up his sleeve. I can't see it.
I know. I can't either.
But
not on this one.
Hopefully it's there.
It's sick, and we've just got to do something. We've got so many problems, you know. So many states are now suing for the national emergency. But not the states on the border. Only
right.
Two of them: California
right.
and New Mexico. By the way, kind of interesting on that.
The rest are the northeastern states.
Yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Welcome to you as well. It's frozen. Day.
Yes. Go right ahead. You only have about 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. I seem to say the same thing every time I call in, because the more I hear, thanks to you and Milty and any other information that comes through the True Pipe line, I believe, I forget which founding father said, that every 200 years the tree of freedom will be with blood from tyrants and patriots alike. I don't want this to happen, but I think it's going to come down to a high noon shootout on Main Street. Mm. What do you think?
We've got to go to a break to prepare to go on the national show right now. Thank you for your call. I'm sure there are people that feel like that. I'm not in agreement that that's going to happen anytime soon. I don't think it will. I think that we are too complacent. I do. I really do. And I don't think enough of us are awake, which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate. That's why we do what we do every single day, is to make sure that we are aware and educated and awake and seeing all this stuff go on. Because so much is going on. It's from every angle, and I know you feel it too. I do still have a lot of hope, though. I really do. Be right back on the national show, and we've got a host of things I want to talk about and bring up, and some examples, how to be a patriot, is some examples for you that are quite neat. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic President's Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Wouldn't it be great to hear well again? Would it be nice to be able to understand people well again in a noisy listening situation, like a family gathering or a restaurant? It is very frustrating to miss what people say. It makes you feel like a part of your brain is missing. Call our specialists, Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists. Wear hearing instruments at home free for 2 weeks on our Try Before You Buy program. Enjoy better hearing again by calling Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists, 688-8866. That's 688-8866.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.